Hey, welcome to the Two Cut Talks, and today you got your boy Von Two Cut, and I got my wife
Messiah.
Hey, baby, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are
you?
All right,
my first question is, do you want a strong family with me?
Of course I
do.
Do
you
want to
make a family with me?
Of course,
do you
right
want to
now.
have a, do you want to, how many babies do you want to have?
I'm gonna say like a cool five for
A
sure.
cool five,
Yeah.
but you told me a million babies though before this. So be real. You told me before the recording a million babies. So don't cap on
You're
camera.
wildin'.
Don't cap on camera. See, I'm wildin'. She didn't say I lied though. She didn't say I lied. Nah, playing. Anyway though,
five
I got
is
my
good though for starters.
About 10. Let's do about 10. Let's do about 10. Cause we gotta leave 10 beautiful souls on this planet. You know what I'm saying? To make other 10 other families. You know what I'm saying? So like for sure, for sure. But anyway though, my first question for you is, what's some things, we've been in a relationship like how long? Like probably like, what, like I think like 9 months, eternity of course, but like 9 months.
In this lifetime?
Yeah, in this lifetime, probably like 9 months.
9, 10 months.
Okay, 9, 10 months for sure. So like, I want you to tell the viewers, like how do you have a long, healthy relationship? What's the keys to that?
There's some things that I have learned so far, but I feel like the biggest one is love is the art of allowing. So people be like, I love this person because they make me feel this way or they do this for me. And I don't feel like that's real love, because if the person wasn't doing that, would you still feel that way?
Facts.
And what I mean by love is allowing is just simply allowing a being to just be in their own world. Like when you express your emotions, I never look at you as this person who is expressing anger or this person who is feeling really depressed. Like I simply just allow you to be, and I observe you for your soul, not necessarily what you have on the outside or what you're expressing, if that makes sense. Like it's just really allowing another person to simply exist, if that makes sense.
Facts. So it's like my emotions don't define who I am. You feel what I'm saying? So like
nothing does.
Facts.
People don't understand
facts.
Like what your name is and your job, your religion, all those things is just ego. It's identity. It has nothing to do with who
facts.
You're dating or who, even who you are as a person.
Facts.
It's your awareness. Because if you take away all of that, at the end of the day, it's just awareness. So
facts.
I'm loving you for your awareness. And I feel like that's the deepest form of love, because there's no attachment and there is no wanting you to react a certain way. There's just no ego in the relationship. I just love you for you. I just let you be.
That's facts though. I feel like, but it's no excuse though, because I see what you're saying though. Like when I said my emotions don't define me, like I wanted to speak on that. Like it's no excuse for me to get mad and then I start talking to you crazy.
Oh,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. That's not what
no,
I mean.
I know you're not saying
I'm
that.
Just saying,
I know you're not.
Allow
for sure.
A person to just kind of
exactly. But
find
I feel
out
like
who they are in life.
But I feel like another key to have a long relationship is like you need to see a person. Like it's cool to see a person when they at their highest level, they feeling good, they happy, but like who are you when you get sad? Like, who are you when you start feeling sad, you start feeling angry? Like, that's what I need to see before we even, because that's why I said when we first got on the phone, like, I didn't do nothing to make you mad. Like, when we first got on the phone, I asked you, one of the first questions I asked you, I ain't asked what your favorite color was. I asked you, what's the most traumatic thing you ever experienced? Like, straight off the rip, I need to see what I'm dealing with. Like, I need to see, like, yo, did she get tortured when she was little? Did she get, like, kidnapped? Like, what, like, because I know, okay, if she got kidnapped when she was little, then now she's going to have abandonment issues. Like, okay, so I know, like, it's like,
you were trying to like pick my brain.
Exactly. Like I'm trying to see like, okay, what type of trauma do you have and have you healed from it? And if it's too much for me, now I know, okay, before I even get in the rainbow with you, before I even get in the light with you, if I can't handle your dark, then I don't need to be around you at all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do it the opposite way. They, okay, we're going to have a good time first, have fun. Now 3-6 months down the line, you're starting to see this person's unhealed trauma. And now that's why you don't want to be there no more. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about that. What's another one you got though?
Another thing that I learned is express your feelings for you and not necessarily the other individual.
Facts,
so
facts.
If I'm feeling something, I need to just say it right away. A lot of people don't understand unspoken feelings, unspoken words. These things build resentment. And then one day you're just so irritated at your partner, you don't even understand why. It's because you're not being completely open. You're not being completely honest. You're afraid to say things. You don't want to be vulnerable. You shouldn't even be dating someone if you can't tell them, like, absolutely anything.
Facts, facts.
A lot of people say,
facts.
Like, oh, my partner doesn't need to know everything. It's not about having some type of secrecy. It's just about being able to completely just tell somebody and to completely just be in someone's energy and not feel attacked or not feel scared or anything like that.
I never understood that. It'd be a lot of like red pill men, you know what I'm saying? They'd be saying like, you know what that is?
It's, no, what's okay, that?
Okay, it's just bullshit, right? But yeah, it's just a lot of red pill men that be saying like, yeah, like you can't tell a woman everything. Like, understand this, like they're not talking about your wife, right? They're talking about if you got hoes and things like that. Like, which I'm gonna be real with you. Exactly. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, me, I got a wife. Like, yo, if I can't tell you everything, you're not my wife no more. Simple as that. Like, I'm not about to be over here hiding. I'm a real nigga, okay? Like, all that secrecy and all that shit. Hey, look, if I got to play that with you, then you not about to be having my kids. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel. Like, you're not about to be seeing me booty butt naked in the shower. Like, you not finna be seeing all that if I can't let you know everything that's going on in my life. Simple as that. Like, even, and I ain't gonna lie, man, like, no cap. I knew you was the one. No cap. I ain't gonna lie. I got to say this on camera. I knew you was the one, and you said this is the bare minimum. I knew you was the one when you let me get your face ID. Like, I didn't even ask for that.
That is the bare minimum.
Look, I ain't even asked for that, though. I ain't never asked, like, look, hey, y'all think I'm capping? Hold on. This is our phone right here. This is our phone right here. Watch this. Hey, hold on. Hey, hey. Hey, look. Look, it was like when I first met you, though, like the first month of us talking, you were just like, hey, put your face ID on my phone. I was like, huh? Like, I was like, oh, you said F the password, F the code. You said put the face ID in there. So it's like, it's even little things like that. It's like, if you got a girl and she not, like, it's like if you shouldn't even have to ask for the password. But if she not even trying to let you get no type of password to her phone, things like that. And then she says something like, oh, well, I want to be private. I have a private life. Oh, nah, bitch, I can't be with you.
Yeah, like the whole like, oh, I want like my privacy and things like that. Like, we obviously have like times of isolation. We have isolation periods. But like when it comes to that type of privacy, I don't really understand. Like, I don't have anything on my phone. I feel like people who be like, oh, no, I don't want that on my phone, or you can't have that. Like, you have something to hide.
I don't even go through your phone. That's what's crazy. I don't even go through your phone.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, I don't even. I don't need to do that. Because it's like,
if we had trust issues, we wouldn't be together.
Facts. If I can't trust you. If I can't trust you, I'm not finna put a baby in you. I'm not finna have a family with you. Facts.
No, I don't understand why people even are still with individuals that they don't trust, or that you can't trust 100%. And I hate the whole thing of like when women say like, oh, never fully put your trust 100% into a man. Like, that right there is a fear vibration.
Yeah.
I do not agree with that. I feel like that is very, it makes no sense. And I've even had women tell me that too. Like, oh, I'll never like 100% trust a man. And they're like in a relationship for 2 years. I'm like,
and you know what's crazy?
I don't ever want to even agree with that, because it's like, why are you with him?
And you know what's crazy though? They are what they attract. So it's like, if you're automatic, you got to understand, like, what you put out, energy is a boomerang. What you put out, you're going to attract. Mm-hmm. So if you have a mindset already of like, I can't trust no woman, I can't trust no man. If I meet anybody, I'm not trusting them. They could be the best person in the world. You're never going to meet that best person in the world. And like you're going to meet that individual that's going to do you dirty. Yeah. And then you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm grateful that I didn't trust him. Nah, bitch, you retarded as hell. He did you dirty, or she did you dirty, because already you pre-manifested. Like, you gotta understand, like, this, your energy already pre-manifested somebody that was gonna do you dirty. Simple as that.
Well, that's another topic too. Like, everybody that we meet is a reflection of the unhealed and healed parts of us.
Facts.
And people don't really understand that. They think that, like, we don't choose these people, or we don't attract these people. Everything is a vibration.
Nothing is coincidence.
Every time that you forgive somebody for cheating on you, or you take someone back because they did you wrong multiple times, and you just feel so sorry for them, you want to give a second chance. Now you're telling yourself, and you're aligning with the reality of you that can't find nobody else, that can't find a better partner, that can't find a better friend. Like, you keep attracting the same individuals because of your mindset. We don't understand the sentence you attract what you are. People automatically think, oh, so I must be a cheater, I must be a narcissist. No, but it is showing the energy that you are accepting.
Yeah,
because facts. If you knew in yourself inside, like, I'm not going to stand for this shit. Like, you cannot do this to me. You wouldn't even accept that behavior. You would leave that person immediately.
Facts. It's about what you accept, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's literally what it is. You got to deserve. You got to feel that you deserve better.
More. And that's how I attracted you, too.
Facts.
Because once I got out of that mindset of, like, okay, I'm not going to be taking back cheaters. There is somebody out there for me. That's what people got to understand. Don't ever settle for less, because look how many people are on earth. You know what I mean? And Facts. Then you also got to become what you want to receive. So I wasn't waiting on a man to show me love, give me flowers. I was doing all that for myself before I even met you, right? So then I had that mindset of, okay, I deserve better. I know that there's someone out there for me when the time's right. I'm going to be in my little solitude phase right now, but I'm not going to settle. Like, as soon as someone did one thing to me, they were cut off. And then I met you.
Facts. It's like, if you ain't, it's like, how you going to expect love from something outside of you if you can't even give yourself love itself? You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't even make sense. Like, the only way you're going to actually have love outside of yourself, you got to love yourself.
Yes. Right? The only unconditional love is self-love. That's it. Facts. Other people can love you, but they only love you through your experience of them.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. That's facts. Hey, so baby, so since we, what's another one? Hold on. You got a lot of points.
I got a lot of points.
Yeah, well, what's another one? Because I had a question, but nah, keep going.
Okay, this one is a big one. Let me break this down. So someone who respects and cares about you and who already feels power within themselves does not hold power over you. A lot of people think like, okay, the man is going to feel like, okay, I run her, I do this. Like, that's not masculine energy.
That's slave master
mentality.
That's like
slave master mentality.
Scarcity mindset too.
Yes, and it's not really, it's not nice in the sense because it's like, I've never once had you ever try to hold power over me. Like, what you did was you created a safe space for me. I always tell the girls, as I say, a masculine man will create a heaven for the angel to be an angel.
And let me say that real quick. But he never holds
power over you.
Facts. Like, you know, you be seeing dudes on the internet talking about, oh yeah, like I need a woman to submit to me. My nigga, if you need a woman to submit to you, my boy, you are not a man. I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah. Like, I never one time in my life ever thought like, I need a woman to submit to me. I ain't never had that type of experience.
That means that no one is
That means actually, you're not man enough for her to submit to. Simple as that. So it's like, you don't need to blame women. You need to look in the mirror and be like, nigga, I'm the problem. For sure. Like, I never had a problem with a woman actually like submitting to me. I never had a problem with like a masculine. I never had that type of problem because it's like, at that point, if I'm masculine and you masculine, okay, at that point, you a stud. Like, if that's the only way that's going. And then even studs, when they get around me, they still be in their feminine a little bit. So regardless of the case may be, if I'm a true masculine man can even put a stud in her feminine, my nigga. So, like, you're talking about a straight, that's crazy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and another thing too is like, when it comes to masculine energy, you'll know a man is in his balance, not overly masculine energy, when he doesn't invoke survival into your body. Because there was never one time where you actually made me start operating in survival mode and I'm like worried about shit. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't tell him this. Maybe I should keep my feelings to myself. No, a masculine man balancing his energies creates the heaven for the angel to be an angel. We've never had no issues like that ever. I always tell people that. I'm like, if you ever are with a man and you are in survival mode, you're scared, he's making you feel uncomfortable, you don't feel protected, you don't feel cared for, My boy.
Hey. For real. Hey, baby, what's another one? Give me one more. Give me a good one. Give me one more. Like, how to have a long relationship. Something that's going to change everybody's perspective.
Okay. So another thing would be, there is no right or wrong because all is perspective. And I feel like a lot of people, they get in arguments with their significant other because they're trying to get them to say, oh, I'm right, you're wrong. There is none of that. Everything is perception. Everything is a projection. And you got to understand, humans, we feel things so complex. So there is so much different types of scenarios and things that could go on. So it's not really how you see it. You need to start seeing it in your partner's point of view. And then when you do that, there will not be any loud arguments, no yelling, no type of shit like that. It's just going to be very calm calm conversations.
Facts. Like, if I feel like if I argue with you, regardless if I'm right, I'm still wrong because I'm arguing with you. Regardless, like, because I'm even starting an argument, I'm already in the wrong. Because at the end of the day, it's not me versus you, it's us versus the situation. Right? It's simple as that.
Me and you never have arguments though. We have conversations, and those conversations literally last like 3 minutes, and it just ends up in you being like, you know what, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. I apologize because I just don't care. I'm going to keep it real. Like, I'm going to just keep it all the way real, baby. Like, I don't care. I let my girl know, yo, you could be right. Like, I don't care.
No,
like,
well, I don't care about being right. No, I feel like women, we just want to feel better. We want to feel better. We want like a hug. I want a hug.
Facts. It's just about the way you feel. I'll be like, for sure, baby. Hey, even if I was right 100% and I had the most logical, whoa. I had the most logical explanation, right? That was funny. I had the most logical explanation. It does not matter. Hey, baby, my fault. I'm sorry. Give me a hug. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then we just forget about whatever we was arguing about. It don't even matter no more. We in the present moment. Simple.
And it's always, it's always something very small, too. I feel like other couples, they always argue about things that are like major red flags, like cheating and hiding phones and things
Nah, we ain't arguing.
Like, or even exes coming in the picture. If that's happening, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
It's time to go. It's like, time to go. I feel like the argument should be little. Like, baby, what you want to eat? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, baby, you just said you wanted to eat this, and now we you talking about you don't want it no
really
more.
Be our,
like,
our
that's what it need to be. Little arguments, not baby. Why this nigga calling your phone? Like, nah. I ain't even doing that. Nah. Oh, I ain't doing all that. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, another question I got for you is like, okay, so when it comes to just, because I feel like one important thing when it comes to everything, everything that you listed was spot on, but like, for sure, everybody needs to heal their trauma or at least majority of their trauma before they hop into a relationship, right? I feel like trauma comes from, for instance, your parents in a sense. Like, everybody has different attachment styles. So, for instance, like, back in the past, like, I used to be around certain individuals that had anxious attachment styles, right? And that's because, and you could literally look this up. Like, you can go online and look up attachment styles, and you can just answer questions. It's going to tell you what type of attachment styles you have, right? So, and you get this from your parents. Like, if you grew up in an environment where your parents didn't really show you that much love, or it was a crazy, hectic environment, you didn't know if you was going to get beat by your parents one day, like, you'll have an anxious attachment style. So, that means you're probably the type of person, when you get a new relationship, like, you'll be thinking they're about to cheat on you. Like, you'll just be so anxious in it. You'll think they're about to cheat on you or something. You're always trying to call their phone, like, where you at, and like, that's why, because you grew up in a household to where you always had to be on your P's and Q's. You always had to stay alert because you didn't know what was going to happen next, right? Then you got an abandonment attachment style, right? You probably got neglected by your family a lot. Your family probably had money, or they was probably just always at work trying to get money, and you never really got that much love as a child. Now that you're a grown adult, now it's like every time you get in a relationship, now you have you still have an abandonment attachment style. So now it's like you're so quick to leave, like over little things. It could be like, okay, somebody, let's say I got a compliment from a girl, but I ain't even say nothing. Since you got an abandonment attachment style, you like, oh, nah, I'm gone. Like, I don't like that, because you don't want to deal with hard conflict. Like, you're so used to being neglected by your parents. So now you're so quick to neglect your partner needs, and you're so quick to neglect your partner's problems and just your partner in general. But yeah.
And a lot of that goes away once you gain self-love. I feel like a lot of the time, when it comes to even those attachment styles, things like that, when you truly love yourself, and I mean look in the mirror, and there's not one thing that you're scared to face, or there's not one thing that you're nitpicking at, you're not going to have those same issues. And I tell people this all the time. Anytime you get a trigger, it's your body's calling you, telling you that, okay, we need to look within. There's something wrong. Like, I feel triggered by this because so-and-so. And every time you get to the root, you're going to realize it's from your childhood. Or you're going to realize it's because what someone told you. But every time that you get irritated or angry with somebody, no matter what it is, it's because there's something within you that is aligning with what's going on. There's something within you that doesn't like what's happening, or something that's bugging you. Everything is a trigger, and you need to go within. And that can be so hard for people, because all they want to do is like blame the external. And I understand why. It's easier to blame the external. It feeds the ego more, but to really have a healthy relationship, you need to be mature enough, and you need to have enough self-discipline to always go within. And I always do that with you all the time, because sometimes your partner may trigger you and you'd be thinking like, okay, my partner's in the wrong. Whole time, why are you even getting upset at something
It's a trigger. Let me tell people how to actually, like, because I feel like some people might understand what you're saying. So this is what this actually means, right? For instance, I give you a real life example. Boom. It was a long time ago. Remember you seeing like an old like that I had on a girl's Instagram picture or whatever, like an old like. I forgot I even liked that, but that was old though, right? Boom. You seen that and you got triggered. Like, it triggered you and you was like, whoa, like. And then that's when you kind of like, you didn't react on me. You didn't argue with me though, but you kind of felt like a little disappointed or whatever. But then we talked about it and I explained it and you was like, oh, okay, for sure. But it was still that feeling right there. Mm-hmm. So for instance, an unconscious person would have just reacted to me, would have put it all on me. Like, oh, you shouldn't have even did it. Even if it was in the past, I don't care. Woo, woo, all that, right? But you said, okay, Like, I even told you this. I said, you gotta look within you. Like, why, first of all, why did you even have that reaction towards that? Mm-hmm. Right? You didn't see a DM. You didn't see me getting on the phone. Like, it's just a like, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that now, but I'm just saying, it's just a like. Like, why did you have that certain reaction? Mm-hmm. And then you went within, and then you healed that, right? So, for mm-hmm. instance, that's not even just relationship. That's with things in general. Like, you got to understand that emotions are triggers. Yeah. So, for instance, it's like, if somebody sells me to my face, yo, Von, you broke. Yo, if I get mad about that, or if I get triggered about that, that's because what he said aligned with a belief that I have within myself. The truth hurts, right? So, because understand this, if somebody came up to me and said, yo, Von, you white, bro, you a Caucasian, that's fake melanin, yo, you got fake hair, I wouldn't get mad about that. I'm going to laugh mm-hmm. because that's not a belief within myself. Like, that's not something that I align with. So if somebody called you something and you got mad about it, like if somebody said you a bitch, you this and that, now it's like you align with that belief. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to fight that person to prove that you're not a bitch. But the fact that you fought him because he called you a bitch proved that you are a bitch. Right? Because he just got you to bitch up and fight him. Because it's something my granddad used to tell me. He used to tell me this all the time when I was 12 years old. He used to tell me the weakest people in life always fight. The weakest people in life, because they got something to prove to people. Yeah. The people that be so quick to fight motherfuckers, so quick to put their hands on people, they got the most to prove to people and they the most traumatized. Mm-hmm. And deep down, they feel like bitches. And that's mm-hmm. why they want to prove, oh, if I beat his ass, nah, I ain't no bitch. I ain't no bitch. But really deep down, it's like, the fact that you even feel like you gotta beat somebody ass and not feel like a bitch shows that you a bitch.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll even give it like another example too, is like when I used to have a lot of arguments with my parents, and I always tell people like, okay, you're giving your energy to these people because you have something to prove to yourself through Facts. Other individuals. Just like how when we get irritated at other people, it's really because we're getting irritated at ourselves through other individuals, because everything is a projection. So when I would have these arguments with my parents, and then looking back now as like a 21-year-old, it's like, damn, like I was really just triggered by what they were saying, and I was trying to prove to myself like what they were saying was a lie. But I already know that within, and that's why your triggers are really just calls to action.
That's real what you said, because that's even the whole vegan versus carnivore type of thing. Like the vegan versus meat eaters. Like meat eaters be getting mad because people be eating vegan, but it's really because people are not like you. That's why you're getting mad. You're getting mad because people are not following your belief. Yeah. Same thing with vegans. Vegans get mad when people eat meat and they're like, oh, well, you need to live healthier and things like that. But really deep down, you're just mad that people are not following your belief. Yeah. That's really what it is, mm-hmm. right? So it's not about which one is better. Obviously, we know which one is better, obviously. Okay, like obviously I don't want to put a dead animal inside of me. Obviously I don't want to put carbon dioxide, uric acid inside of me. But that's a whole different conversation, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, for me to get mad that somebody doesn't want to eat like me, it's kind of like now you just want that person to be exactly mm-hmm. like you. And now and that's really what it is. Honestly, you're getting triggered because a person is not exactly like you, but who has to be exactly like you, mm-hmm. right?
Everything is a perspective and a projection, and Facts. There's no right or wrong. Like, we come into this world and we kind of just make things up as we go.
So how can somebody heal from their trauma then? Because I know we didn't talk about that. Like, give a detailed example, explanation of like, okay, yo, I'm traumatized. I got a lot of things on my mind. Like, how can I heal this right now? Talk to me. F them. I'm traumatized, baby. Act like I'm traumatized. How can I heal this, baby?
Okay, so a lot of people think that they need to, like, set a certain time to do set a certain time to do shadow work. But I really don't agree with that, because you have to ask certain questions and sometimes you won't immediately know.
So is it any time type of thing?
I feel like it's an any time type of thing, but mainly when you get triggered by anything.
Okay.
As soon as you feel irritation when this person in front of you is driving so slow, why are you impatient? Why do you want to get things done so quick? Why do you feel like you can't wait? It's just things like that. Every time you get triggered,
this person
didn't text me back. Why am I annoyed that they just didn't text me back? Why do I feel like they're about to leave me? Am I kind of boring? Do I not know how to hold conversation?
Go deeper. You gotta go deeper though.
Every time you get triggered, that's how you do shadow work. Setting aside certain times to do it and looking up Google questions is okay, but you only get triggered by shit that bothers you.
Getting the feel for real.
Just like searching up questions on Google about like shadow work doesn't exactly work, because those things may not be your triggers.
Facts. You need to get in the feel for real. That's what she's saying. You need to get in the feel. I feel like this is how people can go deeper, right? Boom. Let's say I'm in the traffic. I'm having road rage right now. Woo woo. Okay, I'm having road rage. I'm in traffic. I'm mad because I'm not getting to my destination quick. Mm-hmm. So now I can ask myself, okay, like, why am I mad right now? Because I'm sitting in traffic. Okay, what's deeper than that? Okay. I'm being impatient. I'm not getting to my destination quick. Okay, why is it so important for me to get to my destination quick? Man, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm unorganized, man. I feel like, bro, I'm not going to be my best version if I can't get there on time. Why can't I be my best version if I don't get there on time? You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, get deep with it. And you got to see the root.
Everything
you got to see the root.
So deep. Like, people be facts. Like, oh, shit's not that deep. When people say things are not that deep,
no,
you're just not deep. You don't have any type of emotional intelligence.
You ain't got no type of soul, no type of nothing. For real.
Emotional intelligence, mostly, because it's just like, you want to see things so surface level because you're scared to go within.
Facts.
You're scared.
Facts. Facts. You're scared to hop in that ocean. That's what it is. Like, you just want to stay on the top, but you're scared to go to the deep. Mm-hmm. The deep end. You feel me?
And it feels so freeing once you do that. People don't understand. Like, it feels so freeing once you're actually able to look in that mirror.
Because you ain't faking nothing. You ain't faking nothing no more. You ain't holding on. You ain't holding on to no baggage. It's like a weight is lifted off your shoulders because it's like, wow, I just accepted it. I got my arms open up wide now. I don't even care, bro.
Open to love, open to giving love. And it's just like, you don't care about being corny or cringy. That shit's not real. Some people gotta understand. Like,
you could call me corny, my nigga. I probably got more money than you. Okay. My nigga, I probably look better than you. I don't care. I'm gonna keep it real.
That's
like,
not what
even if you do got more money than me, hey, shout out to you. I'm still that nigga. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
I'm saying, like, being cringy and corny is really just the inability to express something.
Facts, facts, facts.
Real.
Hey, let me stop playing. Hey, look. So look, why do we need traumatic experiences? Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? What's the purpose of even having traumatic experiences?
To grow, to evolve, to be open to more giving love, receiving love. If things did not happen, we would not learn as individuals. It's as simple as that. Like, things need to happen. Even if you're on, like, a consciousness journey, even if you're not, things happen because you need to learn. Everything you can learn from, whether it's a bad relationship or not, a friendship, a bad relationship with your parents, and there's no really good and bad either. It's just you learn from it. You put your own definitions on these things.
That's facts. Mm-hmm. That's facts. I feel like we need traumatic experiences because traumatic experiences, and I wrote this in my book, traumatic experiences create art. Right. So it's like, without traumatic experiences, we wouldn't even have art. Think about the most popular music songs. They was made out of pain.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of people view their trauma like it's a knife, but really it's a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, once you start viewing your trauma like, okay, it's not a knife attacking me, it's a paintbrush that I can use. Mm-hmm. So I could put this in my music. I could put this in my clothing brand. Yeah. Yo, I could put this to anything that I do. If I want to make a business, I could put this to this, right? I can put it, I can use it as motivation. Like, some dudes, I remember one dude emailed me. He was like, yo, man, I'm sleeping in a hotel right now. I pay like $600 a week for this, man. And then I got my peoples with me too, man. I'm the only one making money, bro. Like, I don't know what to do. And I told him simply, like, I told him actually what to do. But at the same time, I told him, for the most part, you got to use that as motivation. Like, you got to go harder about that. Mm-hmm. Like, now you got a reason to get up off your ass every single day and go as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. Imagine now if you was that same individual and now, like, okay, you stay in like a nice 3-bed house, right? And you ain't got no problems. Now all you gonna be doing is scrolling on Instagram, just being comfortable, just chilling. Yeah. Now it's like, you got a reason to, like, whoa, I gotta make it for real. Like, yeah. I gotta do this,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So he gotta love that. That's what I told him. Like, you gotta love that, bro. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you gotta understand that pressure, when you have pressure, especially as a man, when you have pressure on you in life, it's not coming to you as an asteroid to destroy you. Mm-hmm. It's coming to you to lift you up. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what that pressure is doing. Stop thinking that the pressure is coming above you. The pressure is coming below you to push you up. Simple as that. So stop feeling it in your head and your shoulders. Feel it in your feet. Mm-hmm. It's time to move. Let's get it. Hey, right?
And love is the eternal source, the eternal root of creation, but it's also the eternal healer. When you hate the experiences that shape you, or you hate what you've gone through, no matter how traumatic it is, and trust me, I've been through some traumatic stuff too, I still love those experiences. It doesn't matter. You have to love everything, because that's actually how you get over it and you get through it. A lot of people, they think of certain things that has happened to them, or certain relationships or friendships, and they're like, damn, I really hate this. Like, this is so annoying. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to heal from this. It's going to keep coming up.
Yeah, it's going to keep coming up. It's never going to leave.
It's
going
to keep surfacing. You're going to keep having horrible relationships. You're going to keep attracting horrible people. You have to love it, because love is the eternal healer. It's the eternal frequency. Like, love is the thing that creates every single thing. That's the only thing when it comes to the universe or God. Like, there's only love. People think that there's other emotions. Every other emotion is only an extension of love. That's it.
Facts.
It's just a very passionate type of love.
And then there's going to be somebody on here like, well, bruh, I can't do that, bro. My mama died. Like, I can't love that experience. Well, nigga, bitch like a victim then. Like, at the end of the day, what you got to understand is, like, yo, the universe don't care, bro. Like, yo, don't nobody give a fuck, bro. So, at the end of the day, what you got to realize is, like, no matter what you been through, bro, whether you done seen somebody got killed, whether you done killed somebody yourself, whether you done seen the most traumatic thing in existence, bro, you got to understand that it's people right now on the other side of the world, aka Palestine, that's going through something way worse than you, my nigga. So, at the end of the day, yo, if you not going through what they going through, you can for sure love your experience. Mm-hmm. Definitely, bro. At the end of the day, the only way you're going to actually let go of that, you have to love it. Me, mm-hmm. I have a result type of mindset, right? I'm big on results, 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 results. Everything I do, I don't think of, okay, what is this result? What is this? What is this? What am I doing? Like, I'm not thinking, what am I doing? I'm thinking, what is the result of what I'm doing right now? This podcast, I'm not even really thinking what I'm doing right now. I'm thinking, what is the result of this podcast? It's going to free somebody's mind, mm-hmm. right? What's the result of what I'm actually doing? A lot of you niggas beat your meat because you don't think in results, right? You just think, oh, I'm beating my meat. It feels good. But you're not going to think, dang, I just wasted my seed. Okay, now I just lost motivation. I feel like shit. Like, you got to think in results. So, for instance, me bitching and complaining about my life because it doesn't look the way I want it to look, me having trauma. Okay, if I got all this trauma and I don't feel happy every day I wake up, what is the result of this? Eventually, I'm going to feel like killing myself. I'm not even going to feel like doing nothing no more, right? So, guess what? I need to go ahead and release this trauma. How can I release this trauma? I have to love it. I'm going to smile in the face of death. I'm going to smile in this fire. I'm going to love this fire, and I'm going to get rid of this fire because I got things to mm-hmm. do, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, and this is another thing, too, that I tell, like, especially the people that, like, I be putting on game. Like, I tell them, like, yo, especially my men, you got to act like right now, even if you got kids, whether you got kids or you don't got kids, I literally, anytime I make a business decision or when I do anything in life when it comes to business or even just my passion in general, my career, I always think, yo, is this the best option for my grandkids right now? I'm thinking about my grandkids. Like, I'm thinking about, that's what generational wealth is. I'm thinking mm-hmm. about our descendants that we're going to create. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the descendants that our descendants are going to create. Like, that's how I'm thinking. So when I make any type of business move, I'm thinking, okay, like, is this going to set up my grandkids in the right position? I made a supplement company. I can give this to my grandkids, right? I got a podcast, okay? So, like, things I can pass down. I'm about to make a clothing brand. I can pass that down to my grandkids. Mm-hmm. So that's how I think when I make business decisions. But yeah. Mm-hmm. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, for sure. You like that? Yeah, okay. For sure. What you thinking?
Nothing.
You ain't thinking nothing? So how you gonna feel to be, like, actually the grandma of that whole family? You're the mother.
I like that. You're the, you're the earth that. Mother. I was like, damn.
You're the earth mother yeah. of the whole family. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Earth mother, yeah.
Okay, for sure. Hey, so next question, baby. Hey, this is kind of a different question. Somebody had to ask this. Somebody said, there's also actually choose the family we're born into.
You know, sometimes I actually like that conversation. I actually like that belief. I sometimes believe that for sure, but you have to actually retrieve your memories through meditation. And you actually have
Akasha
to
Records.
Understand what that experience was teaching you. Because everything that happened to me when I was a kid, every traumatic thing, I actually look back on it right now and I'm like, damn, like, I'm glad that happened. I'm so glad because I would not be who I am today. And it literally made me meet you. It made me meet all the friends that I have, all the experiences I went through. Every single thing led up to that. That's the thing. You got to love all of it.
Facts. Yeah. You do got to love all of it. That's why I say, like, it's crazy because, like, when you get to the top of the mountain, like, right now, if you don't feel like you on top of the mountain right now, when you finally get to the top of the mountain, you're going to look through the whole path that you went through. You're going to look back on everything like, dang, I understand the purpose of all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember 2 years ago, like 3 years ago, it's 2024, like 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, I was sleeping in my car, right? I was serving weed. I was doing all type of crazy shit. And it's crazy. Like, I'm looking back at all that now at the position I'm at now. I'm like, wow. Like, I need to go through that. If I had to go back and change anything, I wouldn't change nothing. I would have did everything exactly the way I did it, for sure. And right now, I'm on the top of the mountain right now. Next year, I'm going to be on a higher mountain. And I'm going to be looking at this year like, yeah, like, I wouldn't have changed nothing about this year. Mm-hmm. Facts. Hey!
Mm-hmm. You just got to love the moment that you're in, like, no matter what's happening, because good things are always coming. And that's the thing, too. Like, everything is, just, like, every day is a good day.
Facts. Like, every day is a good day. Because I learned. Simple as that.
Right? Not even that. It's just a good period. That's what people don't understand. Facts. Like, it's it's good no matter what.
That's real. You know,
so good.
You know what's real about that? Because I ain't gonna lie. Like, think about 2023. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I had like certain stressful moments in 2023, but I even love the stressful moments. Yes. Like, if I look back at even all the moments I had, whether they was mm-hmm. good or quote unquote bad, it's like, nah, all those moments was good. Like, I'm grateful for like even the stressful moments that yeah. I had. Like, I'm grateful for all that. Like, that added to my story. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. You know what I'm saying? It was actually like an experience. Like, it actually made it fun. That's what you gotta understand. Like, you can't just have good moments 24/7, because then you're gonna get bored. I realized this as a kid when they took me to church and they said, oh yeah, like when we die, we're just all gonna go to heaven. And then I even thought as a kid, bro, I was 6 years old thinking this. I was like, okay, so I even asked my teacher in church. I was like, okay, so like, because it was like Sunday school. I was like, yo, okay, so like when we go to heaven, what then? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just in instant paradise and instant peace. I'm like, and I'm thinking in my mind, like, okay, why can't I have instant peace right now on earth? That's the first thing I was thinking. Second thing, I didn't say that though. The second thing I was thinking, I was like, okay, like, and I asked her, like, okay, is that it? And then everybody looked at me like, huh? Like, I said, is that it? Like, so that's just it. We just got instant peace. So imagine if that was like heaven on earth. Like, yo, if it was just heaven 24/7 on earth, this world was the Garden of Eden. It was no darkness. It was just straight light. You would get bored. Like, doing the
but
same
heaven
thing.
Heaven is earth, though.
Exactly.
We're
is.
All just
it
collectively
is.
Manifesting. That's another thing. Exactly. That's another thing. We're all collectively manifesting. That's why people think, oh, earth is hell. Earth is bad. Earth is bad because of what you focus on.
Facts.
Because you're
facts.
Putting the hell
facts.
On earth. Because me personally, I put heaven on earth. I put facts. Heaven on this. And I create a loving, healthy relationships, families, friendships. That's heaven. Because every day is a good day. Because the
facts.
Only thing, like I said, is love. Everything
facts.
Else is an extension of
and
it.
It's your perspective. Like, once again, it goes back to that result mindset. Like, the reason why that mindset that you have is so good is because no matter what, it's going to always propel you to have good moments
in life.
It's
always
going to
elevate
right?
you.
Right? It's always going to elevate
and
you.
And that shit attracts. That's how you actually manifest.
Exactly.
The better that you feel emotionally is... I don't even know how to say this. Like,
your emotions manifest, your vibration manifests in the life
your
that
reality.
You have.
Yeah.
Right, facts. Because
you're
facts.
sending out your emotions into the vortex, and the universe is responding. The universe always wants what's best for you, and it
the
always
universe
gives
is a mirror of you.
Everything that you ask for, but you actually have to feel. If you're always feeling like
facts.
Shit, if you feel depressed, if you hate your life, you hate other people, you judge other people.
Because that's all
that's
you talk about.
That's
all you talk that's about. That's all you think about.
But that's all that's going to manifest in your life. That's the thing. That's all it's going to manifest. So the better that you feel, that's how you manifest your dream reality. And I've actually seen results like that. Like
facts.
I feel like. Like, even looking at my life now, it's because I started to feel good every day. And I started to choose how I want to feel. Like, we're not slaves to our emotions. A lot of
facts.
People think we're slaves to our emotions. And just because I feel this way, I'm going to sit in it. And I just have to
nah,
feel that
nah,
way. That's
nah,
not
nah.
how it works. The brain is a tool. But it can also be your worst enemy if you just let it run over you like a bitch.
Facts. You got to be aware. Like, I feel like you got to be aware, right? Because it's like, I'm so aware to where even if I get irritated, I'll notice. As soon as I get irritated... it will be more things that come in my reality to make me irritated.
Yeah.
And then I literally, you've seen
oh,
this.
God.
You will see this in action. I will literally be like, okay, bro, hold on. I ain't even doing nothing no more. Because it was that thing that happened this morning. Then something else happened. Then this happened. That's
mm-hmm.
three things already. I'm about to sit. I'm about to meditate.
Yeah.
Or we about to just chill. I'm off my phone. I'm about to chill. I'm about to calm my mind down. Because
yeah.
if I go out in reality and I keep feeling irritated,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to just find more things that make me irritated.
Yeah.
So let me reset to get back on that positive feeling.
And
right?
that's how you do it.
Exactly.
You go on like a, it's called a what is it called, like a positive rampage or something like that, where
positive
you just,
rampage or meditation,
yeah when you just look at things and you're like, you know what, I love my life because I have this
facts.
And I love this,
it's like you're forcing
like
that
this.
Positive feeling,
yeah, and
to
then
the
now
point.
you're raising your vibration when you do it,
facts. And then it's about how you start the morning as well too. How you start the morning and how you end off the day
mm-hmm.
is the most important times of the day. First of all, when you first wake up in the morning, you need to be speaking life and love into yourself.
Yeah.
Yo, today is the best day of my life. I love my life. Even if you don't have to have a reason.
Yeah.
Don't stop looking for
even
a reason.
Even if you don't believe it, because your brain doesn't
it
know
doesn't,
the difference.
Exactly. Stop even. Yo.
Your brain
yo.
Doesn't know the difference. That's what people
facts.
Gotta understand. That's like the number one thing. Your brain does not know when you're lying.
Facts. It doesn't
so if you're
know.
Like, I hate myself. I hate my life. Okay,
it
that's
thinks
you're
telling
it
the truth. It
yeah.
thinks you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
If you say I love myself,
yeah.
even if you don't feel like you love yourself,
yeah.
it thinks you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Then before you know it, you've been saying this over and over and over.
All
this
of
is
a sudden,
the purpose.
You start to love yourself.
Exactly.
More.
This is the purpose of frequency subliminals and affirmations.
Yeah,
hey, link
yeah.
in the description for sure. Go to the
that
spiritual subliminals.
Playlist is
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Every night.
Facts. Hey, so I got another question for you. So how can people keep away from like negative thoughts, right? So when they're trying to be on a positive vibration, they're waking up every morning saying, today is the best day of my life. I'm confident. I love myself. I'm that nigga. I did this. I did that. Hey, this finna be the best day of my life. They go to sleep and they say, yo, today was the best day of my life. No matter what happened, I love today. Today was the best day of my life. And they're doing this for about 90 days and then for the rest of their life, right? How can they, in that process, just kind of like avoid negative thoughts in a sense?
So if you want to completely avoid negative thoughts or even diminish your inner dialogue, which is possible, this is completely possible, you need to meditate and practice verbal mindfulness. So if I was to do it right now, I'd be like, okay, right now I hear the vent going. Right now I hear the birds outside the window.
Facts.
I see there's multiple lights in this room. It's a beautifully lit room. I feel the couch underneath me. I feel my breath going through my chest. Once you're doing that, you're completely in the present moment. You're no longer in your head thinking, oh my God, that person really pissed me off yesterday, or when that happened to me 5 years ago, I got cheated on. Damn, like, it am I just matter. Not good enough? Like, now you're not in your head because you're in the present moment. You're looking at everything. You're using your five senses.
It's about
when
focus.
When you do that, you completely get rid of your inner dialogue, but you need to do it for about 3 days, because then once you start doing that, your mind is always in the present moment and you no longer have an inner dialogue, but you need to keep that up and you have to keep going and doing it. And that's how you completely get rid of it. There's no negative thoughts.
Facts. It's about focus. Mm-hmm. Like, because what you got to understand is your brain has to focus on something. Like, if it's not focusing on evolution, it's focusing on destroying, right? Mm-hmm. If it's not focusing on positivity, it's going to focus on negativity.
Yeah.
So there's no such thing as just having a neutral mind. Like, a neutral mind is just, okay, a mind that's in the present moment. That's the most neutral you're going to get. But regardless, your mind is focused on what? The mm-hmm. present moment, mm-hmm. right? So regardless, even if your mind isn't focused on the present moment, you need to still focus on positivity. It's either going to be focused on a present moment or positivity. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, in the present moment, it is positivity, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no problems happening right now.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle literally says that there's no such thing as a problem in the present moment.
Facts, you because don't have a problem.
If you had a problem, it would be 1 second ago, 3 seconds ago,
facts.
5 minutes ago.
Facts.
So it's no longer happening right now. Only in the case of emergency, but even then, after that, it's over. But another thing I wanted to touch on was, what am I train of thought? Hold on.
It's all good, baby. I got a question for you though.
Okay.
How do you get rid of limits and beliefs?
You just need to go to the root of why you think things, even with your opinions. If you have any type of opinion, people come to me often a lot with like, oh, I feel insecure. I feel like I'm not beautiful enough. And I'm like, okay, why do you feel that way? And they're like, oh, because of society. I'm like, okay, why do you care about what society thinks? Society is based on like looking white and looking pale.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Boring and bland and things like that. Why do you feel like you need to appeal to this audience? And when you go to the root of the things that you agree with, you're going to realize, okay, maybe I just don't love myself. Maybe I don't feel okay with just me. Maybe I need to work on self-acceptance. You just really need to go to the root of why you have certain beliefs, why you feel certain things.
You're relying on external validation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like one way I got rid of my limits and beliefs and just even negative thoughts in a sense was I went back to the root of those limits and beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, limits and beliefs don't come from you. Like, you're a baby that just came out the womb. Whether even if you're 30
years
old. Your
opinions don't come from
you
unless you decondition them.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, it's like, I went back to my limits and beliefs. Like, okay, why can't I make $10,000 a month? Yeah. Why can't I make $100,000 a month? Like, why can't I make $1 million a month, but there's people out here making $10 million a month? Like, why can't I do that, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to go back to where those beliefs came from. They came from your childhood, right? They came from other people telling you certain things, your people's telling you certain things. And then you got to understand, you got to tell yourself, like, okay, just because they said that doesn't mean that was true.
Yeah,
that was their reality, that's not my reality. Mm-hmm. I could do what I want, right? Simple.
Big thing about with this too, like when it comes to limiting beliefs, you need to watch who you're friends with. You need to watch who you hang out with, because people don't understand that every single word that they speak holds a vibration.
Facts.
You don't want to be around people that are constantly making judgments. They constantly care about celebrities. They're constantly saying things like, I'm broke, or speaking lack. Because
what's the result?
Everybody has a energy field. And if I'm speaking lack, like, oh, I'm so broke right now, you're picking that up. It's immediately going into your energy field. That's why you need to watch who you're around and what your brain is taking in, because your brain takes in everything that people say, everything that you consume, everything that you eat. So when it comes to limiting beliefs and opinions like that, you need to watch who you're friends with.
What's the result of that though? It's a result mindset. Like, at the end of the day, you got to look at your friend group. What is the result of you hanging with your friend group right now? Is y'all going to get $1 million together? Is y'all gonna go out and take trips with each other? You know what I'm saying? Like, is y'all gonna have the best? Are you gonna be your best version around these people you call your friends? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, then why are you friends with them? Yeah. Simple as that. So it's just common sense at that point, yeah, right? Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people are afraid to drop their friends because of memories. Memories should not hold a friendship, just like memories should not hold a relationship. Facts. What is the goal? What is the end goal? I mean, you are gonna start a family. We're literally gonna evolve together. If there was no goal, we wouldn't be together.
And we're gonna start a business together. We already got one together, right? We're about to start another business together. So that's mm-hmm. another thing. So I want to talk about is like when you get a woman or when you get a man, it's like y'all gotta have a goal as well too. I feel like a lot of like relationships, they don't create nothing together, so all they do is destroy together, mm-hmm. right? So it's like it's crazy how it happens. It's like, okay, boom. The man, he got a job. The woman probably works too. And now they just going to work, right? And then they spend their free time together or whatever. And that's really just it. They get caught up in a cycle of just like, they're not creating nothing. And now eventually, mm-hmm. this is where dumb arguments come from. This is where toxic arguments come from, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's like, because y'all not creating, and then this is even a baby, right? Like if y'all not creating no type of family, y'all not creating no business together, y'all not creating no type of emotion together, y'all are only going to end up destroying each other, yes. right? Even if it's little creation, like, okay, y'all going to start a new routine mm-hmm. together. Y'all going to start a workout routine mm-hmm. together. Like y'all gonna go on morning jogs together. Y'all gonna cook go start together. Y'all gonna cook together. Y'all gonna start traveling more together. Y'all mm-hmm. gonna take like at least a vacation every 2 to 3 months. Like things like that. If you're not creating even things like that and you're just staying stagnant.
Each other.
Exactly. If you're just staying stagnant with your partner, guess what? There's no such thing as stagnant. Y'all just gonna be falling off.
Yeah.
Right? Simple.
Energy always moves. So if you're stagnant,
it's just gonna go down. Yeah. It can only go up or down. So mm-hmm. if you're not actually bringing it up, then it's just gonna go down for you. Right? Automatically. So, hey, baby, this is another question I got. So, like, how can somebody manifest, like, boom, they right now they in their mama crib, but right now they working a job they don't like. They just effed up for real. You feel me?
I love this question because people always get very distracted when it comes to manifesting because of their eyes. But let me tell you, the brain does not give a fuck. And I have to say that with emphasis because your eyes, you only feel like you're not going to achieve your manifestations because you're currently seeing the situation that you're in right now. Your eyes don't matter. Your brain doesn't know the difference. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this. He says you need to be in the feeling now. So the best way to manifest is using the law of assumption. So I'm not going to be, let's say like I wanted to be a gamer. I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm going to become the best gamer. I'm going to become this. I'm going to become that. That's speaking from the future now. We need to speak right now. Like right now I am the best gamer. There's no one better than me because I literally am the best today. And like, well, let's say I wanted to like manifest
a house. Attracting. Okay. Instead of chasing.
Yeah, like I say, okay, I have a house right now. It has a lot of windows, a lot of kitchen space. It's so beautiful. I'm so happy I got this kitchen. Like, it just feels so good to have this kitchen. Now you're training your body to be in the feeling before it's even here.
That's facts.
That's how you manifest.
I feel like, okay, I'm going to give everybody a
step.
And
raise your vibration, too.
Facts.
If you're being negative and judgmental and just having these words
it's not gonna happen.
A negative vibration, it's not coming. It's not coming.
First of all, let's understand, like, you got to understand energy, right? Manifestation is simple. Manifestation is self-image. Manifestation is self-image. Manifestation is self-image. I had to say that 3 times to get into their subconscious mind, right? So understand this. Everything is energy, right? We're all made up of energy, right? Because all of our cells are made up of subatomic atoms, right? They're made up of atoms, and these atoms are made up of subatomic atoms. Mm-hmm. These subatomic atoms are made up of energy. So everything is energy, right? When you close your eyes, that is energy. That blackness that you see, that is energy. Everything is literally just energy. This wall is energy. Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. So now at that point, you need to stop thinking in the material type of aspect, right? You need to think in a energy type of aspect, right? Don't be thinking in a material way, mm-hmm. right? You ain't got no money because you keep looking at money like it's material and you're not looking at money like it's energy,
money,
right?
Energy.
I started getting more money, right? I doubled my income because I started viewing money like it was energy mm-hmm. instead of
and
material.
Like it was always there.
Exactly.
The
it's
universe
just my energy.
Always provides. That's what you gotta understand. Like, there's no like being broke. There's no like not having enough or like having to save. Like, you gotta stop saving. If you wanna buy something or you need something,
it's
do
about
it
your,
now.
It's about
do
your it energy. See, what I'm saying is, it's about your energy. Like mm-hmm. you have to switch your energy. You can't tell a broke individual with broke energy, oh, you need to stop saving, because they're broke. All they know is saving, right? Mm-hmm. Because broke people are scared to lose money, so they now need to save money, mm-hmm. right? Money needs to save them so they don't feel broke no more. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
It's about not living in survival too.
Exactly.
When I stopped living in survival and I stopped thinking that like I always have to like chase money, like a chasing money mindset, it comes so easily. And it just comes there and it's always being provided for. Like, there's no chasing it because you're not living in survival of like not having enough.
Facts. So like, let me P game real quick, baby. So look, I'm gonna put the people on how to actually do this. Cool. You're on level one. You don't know how to manifest for real. This is what you do. Cool. You understand that everything is energy. What goal do you want? Like, where's your end goal? Imagine you're on level 100 right now. What are you? What do you do? That's what you need to think about. So let's say if you're trying to be a boxer. Okay, cool. Me on level 100, bro. Yo, bro, I'm a world champion. Like, I'm the best boxer in the world. Okay, that's what I'm going to be when I get to level 100. It's not what you're going to be. That's what you are now. You need to time travel to level 100. Cool. Present day, right? March 2nd, 2024, at the time of this recording, you are the best boxer in the world. Whenever you see this, you are the best boxer in the world. Well, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. You are the best at anything that mm-hmm. you're trying to do, right? Right now, you're on level 100. Cool. Okay, I'm on level 100. So that's the first step. Think that you're already there now. Now act accordingly. The people that you're hanging out with right now, are they going to be with you at level 100? If no, you can cut them off, right? Mm-hmm. The habits that you have right now, are these habits going to be here when you're at level 100? If no, cut them off now, mm-hmm. right? Who are you at level 100? Not what do you have? Okay, you got a mansion, you got a Lambo at level 100. No, that's not what you are. That's what you have.
Yeah.
Who are you at level 100? Mm-hmm. Well, at level 100, I'm confident. Be confident. At level 100, while I'm patient, I stay in the current moment. Stay patient to be in the current moment. Yo, level 100, I'm meditating for 30 minutes to an hour a day. Meditate for 30 minutes to an hour a day. Mm-hmm. So now you need to start having the practices of the individual that is at level 100, and you will start being at level 100.
Because now you're aligning with that reality.
Exactly. That's all it is. So understand this. You're never going to get to level 100 if you still have the actions of an individual that's at level 1. Okay? If you want to be at level 100, have the actions of an individual that's at level 100. Yo, I doubled my income because of this. Okay, I literally doubled my income because of this. I was making about $67,000 a month mm-hmm. before I did this, right? Then I started actually changing my self-image. Like, you tell myself every day, I still do it now. Yo, because I don't really have to now, because it's just like, I just, that's like telling myself I'm melanated, right? I wake up every morning and I say, yo, I'm the wealthiest man in the world, right? I don't really say it like that because it's like, yo, that's like telling myself I'm melanated. Duh, this is like common sense, right? But anyway, cool. So when I was doing that consistently, and I was listening to that Frequency playlist too. I was listening to that shit every day for sure, right? The one in the link in the description. But once I was doing that consistently, yo, my self-image about myself started changing, right? And then I stopped hanging with individuals that wouldn't be with me when I become the best, when I become the wealthiest man in the world. I stopped having certain practices and habits that I wouldn't have once I'm on level 100. Now, yo, out of nowhere, within 2 to 3 months, now I just doubled my income. Can't make this up. Right. That's because I actually became the individual that deserves mm-hmm. to be making over $15,000 a month. Right. And now if I want to get to that $30,000 a month, now I got to become the individual that's making $30,000 a month. When it comes to money, you need to stop thinking of, oh, I got to do more to get money.
Yeah.
No. I have to spread my energy to make money. I have to expand who I am as an individual. Mm-hmm. I have to elevate myself to make more money. Right. So, for instance, this is another thing, too. And this is a gem that I'm gonna give y'all. Yo, do not look at all these billionaires and tell yourself, oh, well, Bill Gates and all these dudes, they got about 7 businesses. Well, I need to do this. I need to do that. I'm in a lot of people, especially at our seminar, that wanted to do so many things at once. I said, yo, you need to just do one thing at a time.
Yeah,
right? Because understanding like this, yo, if you make one business and you can't even get your business to make over $500,000 a year, why would you make another business? If you can't even, yo, understand like this, bro. If you can't even make one business hit over $500,000 a year, what makes you think you're going to make 7 businesses hit over $1 million a year? That's not going to happen, right? So before you make, understand this, Bill Gates got rich off of Microsoft. He didn't start all these other businesses and all that before he got rich off of Microsoft. You need to actually, right, get financially stable, get rich, whatever you want to call it. You need to get like that off of one income first. Now, once that one income is supporting your lifestyle, yo, you making over $100,000 a month, over $100,000 a year from that, maybe even more, maybe even $1 million a year. Now you can, okay, spread your energy out to other places, mm-hmm. right? So that's what I gotta say about that. Another thing too, this is a gem, another gem, right? When you make a business, do not make a business with this mindset, I'm a human making a kingdom. No, don't make a business thinking like that. It's not that you're a human making a kingdom, you're a God making a planet, right? So what's the importance of that? The importance of that, even having that perspective, is now you're not looking at material like it's above you. If you're a human trying to make a kingdom, you're like, yo, I gotta work a lot hard. Yo, I gotta build this whole entire kingdom. If you're a God making a planet, you like, yo, this is easy. This is below me. All I gotta do is put the materials together. It is what it is, right? Now you start viewing you, because guess what? Since your self-image has changed and it's elevated, right? You view yourself as a God. Now you're not viewing this business like, oh, it's gonna save me. No, the business is not gonna save me. I'm gonna save this business, right? The business is not going to make me who I am. I'm going to create this business, mm-hmm. right? The business, and then you got to think scaling, right? Which one is bigger, the planet or the kingdom, right? I'm not making a kingdom. I'm making a planet. That's how I treat my business. Hey, facts. Mm-hmm.
Yo, baby. We're all God. That's why we're all facts. Creators of our reality.
Facts, facts. Hey, that's another thing too. Since we talking about manifestation, so like, as you said, how does somebody maintain their manifestation even though, when they see signs are coming true? Like, what if people have doubts, right? Like, if they see it's gonna come true, but they see like they start having doubts or whatever, like, how can somebody maintain that manifestation?
Focus on something else, because Wait. Wherever you place your energy, it's gonna grow.
Facts. I feel like focus, be specific, focus on your self-image, mm-hmm. right? It's about that self-image. That's the foundation. Mm-hmm. Like right now, if I got a call saying, yo, hey man, we're getting complaints because I stay in an apartment complex and get a community. So if I got complaints like, yo, it's too much noise, the music is too loud because I make music. If I got a call like that and say, yeah, we got to let you go in 30 days or 60 days. Now, somebody with a self-image that actually has a lack mindset, that doesn't believe that they're the wealthiest man in the world, they're gonna think, oh, what am I about to do? Yo, I gotta leave in 30 days, I gotta leave in 60 days, yo, like, yo, I don't know if I got the money for, yo. I'm the wealthiest man in the world. I leave today, okay? Like, it is what it is. Like, I got money, I'm good, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you don't, because I got the money in my bank account.
Exactly,
the universe provides. Even if you don't see the money in your bank account, if you do not see the money in your bank account, something happens, your bank account could be a negative. You have to believe that no matter what happens, you're gonna make it. That's no matter what. Thing. It's about having faith. Walk by faith and not by
People
sight.
People be like, okay, where does the money come from? You have to understand the science of synchronicities.
Facts.
Shit will just happen. People will come out of nowhere. Maybe if you're a content creator, you're gonna get like a lot of promos. Like, things just start to happen.
Things are just gonna
and
come
you gotta
to
understand,
you.
If Mother Nature provides us with food, fruits, all this shit, why don't you think that she also provides us with money?
Facts.
And a roof over our head.
Money is trees.
Like, shit, everything is just provided for, but you really Facts. Have to trust. Like, you have to let go of that survival system within you and that doubt system within you and just be like, I'm going to be okay regardless. And once you do,
gonna be
it's
great.
It's so freeing.
Facts. You're going to be great regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. Like right now, I'm in the process of actually about to move to Miami, right? I'm looking for, like, a penthouse type of vibe. Like, I don't have thoughts on my mind. For instance, right now, even this is another thing, too. When you make a business, have the mindset of, like, yo, let's say if you got, like, one business. Let's say if you got two business, whatever the case may be. Let's say if you're very successful right now. If you're already making millions of dollars or you're making, like, a couple hundred thousand, whatever the case may be, right? Yo, this is specifically for you, okay? If you already got multiple businesses, have this type of mindset. Don't look at your businesses in the aspect of like, okay, how can all my businesses together like finance or fund my lifestyle? No. How can this one business that I have fund my whole entire lifestyle? Right? So let's say if you got three businesses, right? A, B, C. How can business A fund my entire lifestyle? How can business B fund my entire lifestyle? How can business C fund my entire lifestyle? So let's say if your expenses is about $10,000 a month. Okay, how can business A fund my entire lifestyle, make me over $10,000 a month? How can business B fund my entire lifestyle and fund me over $10,000 a month? And then business C, before you know it, right? If your expenses is only about $10,000, right? Something small like that. If your expenses is only about $10,000, yo, if you got all your businesses making over $10,000, yo, at that point now you're making over $30,000 a month from three of your businesses. And now your expenses is only $10,000, mm-hmm. right? So now you got a profit, an extra 20 bands. Right? Exactly. Like, that's how you got to look at it. Like, I didn't look at it like that before. I looked at it, like, when I made some of my businesses, I looked at it like, okay, how can this business make this much money? How can make this? No. I'm not looking for an exact number. I'm looking more of, like, how can it just fund my entire lifestyle? Like, this is my only business that I have.
Yeah.
Simple.
Real.
Yeah, baby, yeah, for sure. Of course, you were the realest nigga in the world. Mm. You know that how that feel? That people like the realest nigga in the world.
I mean, shit, like, reflection good. Of me.
I'll play. I'm talking shit. Hey. So look, we got some little extra questions. No cap. Another question I got for you is like, what's some tips you can give for like people that feel like they have like certain mental illnesses, like schizophrenia and things like that?
You gotta watch what you're eating.
Facts.
People always try to beat around the bush when it comes to the food that they're eating, but you got to understand a lot of the chemicals are literally on that nutrition label.
Facts.
Stop being fucking lazy and read it. It's literally, facts. They literally tell us what's in it. They can't not tell us. It's facts. Literally on the back.
You're a real organism, so you need real food.
Yes, and your gut is really the first brain. I don't even really feel like this
clean
is really
gut is a clean mind.
First brain. This is the first brain.
Because the gut look like a brain, though.
It does. Yeah. It does. And it's like all these chemicals like xanthan gum, red 40, this shit is literally proven to alter your brain chemistry. A lot of people think like, oh, my child has ADHD. What are you feeding your kid? You're facts. Feeding him Hot Pockets.
Facts.
And Cheetos.
Facts. ADHD comes from your brain is losing neurons, is losing nutrients, right? Because you're literally putting in food in your body mm-hmm. that is stripping nutrients from your brain because mm-hmm. your brain has to survive from your gut,
yeah.
right? Like you can't even, your brain can't even function properly without food in the stomach, not food in the stomach, without healthy food in the stomach, because you can mm-hmm. fast as well too. And this, and the brain can repair itself as well.
Exactly.
Too.
Exactly. The body is self-healing, but you really got to watch what you're eating. People don't even know the things that they eat every day are horrible for them. Like starch, coffee, all these things are not good for you. And yeah, the brain, everything is like self-healing, self-repairing, but you have to fast. You have to give your body time to actually detect what's going on and get rid of those parasites in the body, because the parasites rule the body.
Yeah, facts though, facts, no cap. I feel like it's another thing too. I feel like some herbs you can take too if you do have, like, you feel like you have a mental illness, right?
Skull,
like,
cause
another people, yeah, skull cap, another people, like, another thing I was gonna say was a lot of people think they depressed, but whole time they just unhealthy, mm-hmm. right? Like a lot of times, bro, even when I was depressed, I noticed, like,
me
when
too,
I was
yeah.
I noticed when I was depressed, look, for instance, even if I was eating healthy, yo, if nothing had catastrophic has happened in your life, like you haven't had a mom to die or something like mm-hmm. that, like, and you're just feeling depressed,
yeah.
right? First of all, you're not depressed. That's just what you're feeling. You're not an emotion.
Yeah.
I can feel happy. That doesn't mm-hmm. mean that I am happiness. That's an emotion
yeah.
that's outside of me that I'm feeling. Simple as that. At the end of the day, I'm Vaughn. I'm mm-hmm. Vaughn, whether I'm sad, I'm Vaughn, where I'm happy.
And you're not even Vaughn. You're
right?
awareness
exactly,
above that.
Exactly. So Vaughn is just ego. But anyway, back to what I was saying, like, a lot of people don't even be depressed, they just be unhealthy. For instance, like, you can't show me a depressed person, and this is a person that hasn't had any crazy thing happen in their life. Mm-hmm. Show me a depressed person that eats healthy, works out consistently, and is getting sunlight, aka vitamin D, every day or yeah. every other day. You can't show me a depressed yeah. person, right? If you're working out consistently, you're eating healthy food, and you're always getting vitamin D, you're always getting sunlight, because people don't understand that, like, that's literally, you can be literally unhappy because of lack of sunlight, right? Because think about it. A lot of people might see this, like, well, Vaughn, what you really mean by, bro, think about it like this, right? You get up in the morning. A lot of people don't go outside and look at the sun. It'd be cloudy in their neighborhood. It'd be cloudy in their house, right? Mm-hmm. Then they get in their car, blocked from the sun. Then they go to their job, their building, blocked from the sun. Then by the time they get off from work, the sun is going down. They didn't get the sun at yeah. all today.
That's why this rat race is literally programmed so you're not getting sun.
Exactly. We the sun people specifically, mm-hmm. and we need sun to survive. It yes. is what it is, right? So, like, something else I want to talk about. I remember we talked about it before the podcast. We talked about, like, how they literally try to control everybody based on stimulation. You broke it down crazy. Can you break that again? Break that down again for
oh,
me,
damn.
Baby.
Damn! Like yesterday in the
yes,
car.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that was like a crazy download that came. What did I say? Hold on.
You was pretty much like they just want everybody to be super stimulated, dude. Like they never want people to have a time to just rest their mind, right? Because it's always some. Oh, you said about the news. Like they try to get you to watch the news. They want everybody to always take in information. That's why social media is so accessible.
Like, I'm trying to think about what exactly I said yesterday, because that was like I felt like I wasn't even speaking.
So look,
like
you can bounce off of me.
Channeling because that
I remember
just happens.
That. You can bounce off of me.
Yeah.
Pretty much what you said was you was like, yo, they got this major setup to where they want everybody always taking in information, and that's it. So mm-hmm. through social media. Through the news, right? Even when you driving outside, you gotta be
okay,
alert.
Okay, yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
When you're always on your phone, you're always scrolling and you're always turning on the news first thing in the morning. The news is not background noise or music. You shouldn't even be watching it, honestly.
Facts.
But when you're always taking in and consuming everything, your mind is never quiet. And when your mind is never quiet, now you have intrusive thoughts. Now you're overthinking. Now you're depressed. Now you think that you hate yourself. Now you think that you hate other people. You hate your life. And when you have all these thoughts just running and rambling, there is no space for divine messages to come in. Facts. God cannot talk to you if you're always...
If it's too much traffic in your brain. If there's
too much shit going on. Like, you have to quiet your mind. And that's why they don't want your mind to be quiet, because then you're going to realize everything is within. You're going to realize you're a spiritual being. You're not spiritual. That there's no such thing as that. You're not going to realize all of these things about our divine life and our existence on earth because you have too much shit in your mind. That's why they want all that shit in your mind. That's why TikTok videos are getting a lot shorter now, and everybody is always focused on the scrolling that they're doing and the stimulation that they're getting from watching games, watching this, watching that, YouTube videos and things like that.
Facts. They don't want your mind to be completely cluttered. They don't want your mind to be quiet, because what you got to understand is, like, a lot of people not even unhappy. You're just overstimulated and don't even realize that you're overstimulated. And now your brain is so addicted. I just made a video on focus. Like, your brain is so addicted to be on overstimulated. So now when you're not overstimulated, you're not stimulating your brain. You think something wrong. So now you can't even sit in your room by yourself. Yeah. Like, you can't even sit with yourself. And now it feels wrong. But it's like, yo, whole time is like you're actually out of alignment with yourself, and that's why you can't be with yourself, right? That's so crazy, man. It's like there's nothing too that you said you can't hear divine thoughts. I even made a video on this on my university, and I even said, like, yo, you gotta understand, like, when you allow the mind to be quiet, this is when you can actually start receiving thoughts from God.
Your pineal gland is an antenna.
Exactly. You can actually start receiving thoughts from God. So a lot of people don't even understand, bro. This is why you don't need to be overthinking. Because when you steady overthinking, you're never gonna get the answer like that. Yeah. How many times have you overthought about a problem? You thought about it so much. Did you actually get the answer to it? No, you probably just, like, literally the only time you're going to get the answer to any problem that you have is when you.
Literally. And that happened to me this morning when I was in my deep meditation, and I was on, like, the verge of, like, sleep paralysis, and my mind was so quiet I was able to pick up spirit messages for the first time because my mind is just quiet.
I got a rule. I call it a 2-minute rule. This stops me from actually overthinking. If I have a problem or an obstacle, anything like that, I need to figure out the answer. If it takes me more than 2 minutes to figure out what the answer is, yo, I'm done thinking. It's going to come to me. Right. So now I'm thinking too much, because you understand, like, this, you have to look at your brain like it's traffic. Right. When you got too many cars, aka thoughts on the road, now you're backing up your brain. You're getting brain fog. Yo, stop putting traffic in your brain. Right. Mm-hmm. Clear your mind. And now God can actually get on the road. Mm-hmm. And that being right, it can start talking to you. Simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When that happens, so many things in your life change, because that's like your divine guidance system is looking within. People always try to search for these systems and these books and these religions outside of us. You have a built-in system. Everything is built in that you need when it comes to healing, when it comes to learning, when it comes to parenting. Every single thing is already built in. But you actually need to shut the fuck up and focus and listen enough to actually receive these messages and to receive this guidance, to receive this love.
That's facts, baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, so look, I think the last question I got for you, you got any questions for me? You got any questions for me? Yeah, give me a question. I've been asking you all the questions. Like, I'm the interviewer, but you the co-host. You feel me? What's the question you got for me, baby? Hey, link in the description to listen to the Frequency Subliminal playlist. Hey, go listen to that right now. Let's get it. After the podcast, because we still got more game to give.
Okay.
What's the question you got for me, baby? Come on, you should have one off the dome. I just need one question. Ah, you moving too slow.
I don't know.
What's some tips you got? This is my last question. What's some tips for high schoolers that you got that's finding out, that's having like a soul awakening in a sense?
Honestly, I'm glad you're going to have that in high school, because then you're going to realize like this shit isn't serious. Honestly, because high school is the same thing, college, university, all the same thing. And it's like, it's really just training you to be in the system. It's training you to work these jobs, and then half the time it's like when you go to school and you're learning from the curriculum that they want you to learn from, especially with doctors too. A doctor doesn't heal people.
They get trained on drugs. They get trained on how to treat the problem, and not what the cause of the problem
is. Why I was like, going to school, unless you're trying to be like a fucking financial advisor, something to do with money, something that's actually going to help you learn and survive in this world. Not survive, thrive in this world.
Facts.
And you're going to school to like be a doctor or some shit, you're learning fake shit.
Facts.
You're learning fake shit.
Facts.
So I feel like when it comes to being in high school or school in general, you need to really figure out what you want to do and what you love. in life. Because I feel like, hold on. Everything that you're learning, that's not going to help you find out what you love and what you want to do in life.
That's facts, baby. My fault. I almost cut you off. Yeah. But now I was going to say I had to clear this up, though. I feel like doctors do have a purpose, though. If you break a leg, go to the doctor.
Yeah, for sure.
If you break your arm, go to the... Because it might be a doctor watching this. Yo, hey, when it comes to surgery, I'm coming to you. For sure. If I break my arm, I'm coming to you. If I got a cold... Fuck you. I'm not coming to you. Not fuck you, but real talk. I'm not coming to you, okay? If I got a stomach ache, I am not coming to you. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it, if I got the flu, I am not coming to you. Yeah. I do not care, right? I'm going to self-heal myself. If I break an arm, yo, yeah.
We
hey, what
take
up, bro?
These herbs.
Here
we
go
going
this,
fast.
Here go this money, bro. Hey, fix this arm, bro. That's what I need you for. I need for surgery, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like the doctor is good for if you break something, if you need surgery, something that you can't just like self-heal yourself. Yeah. You need to actually direct treatment on that. Mm-hmm. Cool. But yo, you got a stomach ache, you got a headache.
We're not supposed
to
be sick.
Oh, exactly.
We're
sick,
not supposed to. We're only sick because of the food, because of the water, because of the air, because of what we're continuously consuming.
Facts.
We're not supposed to be sick.
Facts. Sickness is literally just dis-ease. And dis-ease is your body being at dis-ease because you're putting food in your body, right? You're putting fake food, unhealthy processed food in your body. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. What was the question again? Tips for high schoolers that's going through a soul awakening? Oh, and you already answered that?
Yeah, really, honestly, just focus on what you actually want to do. Don't even listen to your parents because your parents will always get in your head because they actually want to live life through you.
Facts.
And you need to actually stop submitting to them. Like, honestly, I'm not saying to be disrespectful or to like completely ignore them completely, but
you got
to
do your own thing.
You need to start doing your own thing and you need to stop being afraid of consequences. There's only consequences because they know that you're going to essentially kind of get scared and start like listening to what they're saying. You need to start just doing things on your own. And if you ever have a feeling within, if you have it, even the tiniest of feeling of like, damn, I'm meant to do something bigger in life. I'm meant to travel the world.
Follow that feeling.
I'm meant to heal animals, help animals. I'm meant to just do bigger things. You need to follow that feeling because if you don't, you're going to waste a lot of time doing what other people want you to do. And then you're going to realize how much years you wasted, and then you're going to actually go and do what you love. So cut out the middleman now and actually figure out what you want to do and start doing it. Don't waste all these years because the middleman is going to get cut out anyways. So just do it now.
Follow your soul purpose because no cap, what you're saying, baby, is so fast because even now.
Once you awaken, that's it. You're going to actually end up following what you want to do. So do it now. That's what I'm saying.
But this is what happened though. Like I remember my people used to tell me, don't make YouTube videos, don't do this. And now sometimes they watch my YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Like now they're actually, they're actually trying to, my grandma was trying to learn how to do YouTube for me now. But I remember she told me at 15, 16, don't do that. See what I'm saying? So what you got to understand is like, you're going to understand, it's not even just with your peoples. When you go do something and you're the first to do something right in your city, whatever the case may be, you're going to have people telling you don't do it. It's not going to work. Then when it finally works for you, now they're going to try to learn how to do it themselves, right?
People don't want you to do it because they fear that you're going to be successful in something that they never had the courage to try.
Facts. And then something else I want to say is like, we got to talk about, and I'm going to end it off like this. I was on my coaching call yesterday and I was telling everybody on the coaching call, like, y'all got to understand like, not even because you joined my coaching program, you got to understand that, like, y'all are glitches in the matrix. We're all glitches in the matrix.
Yes.
Not because,
once you awaken.
Not even for that. That, yes, definitely, but not even that exactly. Like, more because a glitch in the matrix is when I'm saying matrix, I'm talking about financially, right? Mm-hmm. Money. I'm talking about power. Like, you're a glitch in the matrix because when you went to school, they wasn't teaching you how to be an entrepreneur. Like, they wasn't teaching you. Like, I was talking to them on the phone yesterday. I was like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, I'm planning how I can make my first business make a 50K a month, this business make 50K a month. And then, like, I was, like, so aware on the call. I told them, like, yo, it's crazy because if I had a worker mindset and somebody was telling me, yo, like, I'm about to make this business make 50K a month, this business gonna make 50K, I would be thinking, like, bro, what is he talking about? Mm-hmm. I would be thinking, that's so crazy. Like, I would be thinking, like, yo, 50K a month is crazy. Yeah. That's not even shit for real. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude's out here making 100K a month. There's people out here making $1 million a month. 50K a month is little, right? But it's so crazy because in the mind of a, and that's why I say to manifest anything, changing your self-image is changing your perspective. Stop thinking that $50,000 is a lot of money. Stop thinking that $1 million is a lot of money, right? Once you stop thinking that big money is not a lot of money no more, you have raised your perspective, right? So now you're not thinking in terms of like, how can I make $5,000 a month. Now, no, you're going to start thinking, how can I make $20,000 a month? How can I make $100,000 a month? That's how you're going to start thinking, right? And your brain, because it's focused on making $100,000 a month, it's going to do anything, everything in its power to make that. So now you're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be satisfied for only making about $5,000, $8,000. You think, nah, what else can I do? How can I expand my energy? What do I have to focus on? What do I have to do to get to $100,000 in a month? And because you're so obsessed with this, it's going to happen, right? Like, because you're so obsessed with it, and not obsessed in a negative way, obsessed in like a, no, like, I'm doing this for my people. I'm doing this for my family. Mm-hmm. Because you're so obsessed about it, and this is all you think about, yo, before you know it, it's going to be on your front porch. And not on your front porch, like, you're going to find $100,000, right? You're going to learn a lot. You're going to go through a lot of trials and errors, and now before you know it, oh, shoot, 2 years, 3 years later, now you're making $100,000 a month. It's crazy, right? Yeah, but that's what I got to say about that, though. Like, I was telling my coaches about that yesterday, and I was telling them, like, we're all glitches in the matrix because, yo, they don't teach you how to be an entrepreneur in school. You go to school, you learn how to be a worker. Like, it's, oh, okay, y'all come to school for 12 years, and you got to go to college. In my high school, they made us, I didn't do it, though, but they made everybody sign up for college. I walked out the room, bro. Real talk. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't do it for your high school?
Yeah, but I didn't really, like, finish it.
Bro, I ain't finish it. I acted like I finished it, yeah, closed out the app, and then I walked out. Like, bro, they make you be like, nah, like, y'all gotta go to college. Mm-hmm. Like, they make you do that because mm-hmm. it's, and I ain't gonna lie, I told them just like this. I said, I wouldn't even be mad, right? I can't even be mad because that's game, right? At the end of the day, it's like, if I made this matrix, if I funded the school program and things like this in this matrix, guess
everything
what
has a purpose.
Exactly, if I funded the school program, and hey, bro, yo, you know what I'm saying, you can't hate the game. If I funded it, then I would be doing it so I could have workers work for my business.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you can't hate the game. You can't hate the players. You can't hate the game.
To come
you gotta
here.
Love the game. You gotta love the game. So now, since you understand the game, because I just told you the game, whether you're a worker, whether you're an entrepreneur, now you can, since you know the game, now it's time, like, okay, how can I change the game how I want to play it?
Yeah.
Right, simple as that. So me personally, I don't feel like it's nothing wrong working 9 to 5. It's like working 9 to 5 that aligns with your purpose.
With your
right?
purpose.
Like, align, like, I gotta, anything that I do, it has to align with my purpose. If it doesn't align with my purpose, I feel like I gotta die. Like, I'm sorry. I can't just do things. Just that shit just so mindless to me. That shit just so soulless.
No,
I'm just going to a job. I'm just going to a job doing something that I wouldn't even be doing right now if money didn't exist. Bro, that shit's so soulless to me, right? Like, even what I'm doing right now, I'm putting my soul into this. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I get paid for this or not, I don't care. Like,
yeah,
this is fun to me, right? Mm-hmm. My coaching program, that's fun to me. Me running my school, that's fun to me. Me selling my herbs, that's fun to me. Like, that's in my purpose. Mm-hmm. So all the money that I get from it, yo, that's just extra, right? Yeah. So I love it, right? That's what I'm pretty much trying to say. Like, even if you work a 9 to 5, you got to love the 9 to 5 that you're working. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, baby, got any last words? Whoa. You got any ending words? Because that sounded crazy. That sounded like you got any last words? That sounded crazy. I ain't even going to put that out like that. Hold on. Yeah, you got any final words? You got any words for the people? Not even final words. You got any words for the people before we get on your plane? Because we got to go catch a plane for sure.
Just stay on that love vibration and don't be afraid to look within. That's the only thing I'm going to say, bro.
That's a bet. That's a bet. Meditate for 20 to 30 minutes a day. And yeah, that's all I got to say.
I say longer. I say like 45. I ain't going to lie. You're going to get a lot of results if it's 45 to an hour.
Hey, my boy, just meditate. Hey, I appreciate y'all watching the podcast. Share this podcast. Like the podcast. Comment if you mess with the rock with the information. Hey, let's get it. Hey.